Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the HR Sessions podcast with Holly Reeser and Sydney Evans. We appreciate everyone that's been listening so far, and we're excited to bring you kind of a fun episode today. Holly and I just love any episode where we get to voice our opinions, so this is definitely one of them. But today we're going to do kind of this game. I don't know if it's a game, but it's called Fading or Future. We have different topics and we decide if we think it's going to be something in the future, if it's still going to be, you know, kind of a trendy thing, something that's going to keep increasing, keep going on the up and up, or if it's fading, if we think it's going to be gone in the next couple of years, or maybe something that isn't fading, but we wish it was. at my works conference, we did fading or future. So credit to my job, but they might have taken that from someone else too. So credit to whoever came up with this. Let's go ahead and get into it. We have some kind of more fun ones first, and then we have some more kind of HR business type ones. So Holly, if you want to start us off, we'll do fading or future for TikTok. What are your thoughts on that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that TikTok is definitely future. I like remember before TikTok, I don't know if it was like Musical.ly or something, mm-hmm. but I thought that it had the same type of I thought it was the same platform. So I was like, oh, this is so stupid. And then whenever I got into it, obviously, as everyone else, I'm very addicted to it. But I think there's a lot of ideas that have come from it. I've seen, like, honestly, even business type of opportunities through TikTok, people getting mm-hmm. jobs, you know, finding ways for like financial success. Like, there's so many things on TikTok. So I definitely think it's for the future for sure. What about you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. And I feel like people like to discount it. They're like, oh, it's just a silly app where they dance. And there is that side of TikTok, but there's also, like, you know, a lot of great advice being given and like recommendations. And like, I've learned a lot from it. Even if it's just about like skincare or fashion, I've learned everything about that from TikTok. So I find it incredibly helpful. And I mean, I hope it's the future. I love the app. I think they're doing a great job with it, but I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, there's always new stuff that pops up. So, I mean, if something's better than TikTok, then it'd have to be really good. So,
yep,
we will see.
And I feel like TikTok too, like, is changing so many people's lives. Like, you and I, we're just learning a lot of stuff like secondhand off of people, but it's also mm-hmm. like, I've seen so many like testimonial stories on TikTok, which you like, it doesn't sound like you would find something there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I definitely think that it has a lot of positive stuff. And it also just keeps everyone informed in the news. Like, that's honestly where I kind of get my updates, that is Twitter. But honestly, TikTok kind of keeps me current. So I think there's a lot of benefits to it. So I think it's going to stay around.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing I thought of is my HR team and I were talking about kind of just like candidates negotiating, especially like younger, like our age, Gen Z, you know, candidates, and how it's like increasing. And I told them, I'm like, honestly, it's probably from TikTok. I mean, I feel like they give you the advice, but most importantly, kind of the confidence, you know, to mm-hmm. do it. Like, they're kind of mm-hmm. just like negotiate no matter what, which, I mean, I'm all for negotiation. I think it depends on what the initial offer is, you know, if it's like mm-hmm. fair. And you know, maybe there's not, like, I didn't negotiate because I was like, oh, this is a good amount, like, it's fair, I'm fine with it. But no, I just thought that was interesting, the confidence that can come from it as well, and how it impacts like our job too, like it impacts mm-hmm. HR and just other elements of business. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love talking about TikTok at work. I literally sent a TikTok to the HR team yesterday because my coworker, Kate, she's like, I mean, they're like full grown adults. Like, she has kids, like a family, you know, I have my boyfriend. That's it. So she's in the TikTok where it's like, I forget what it is exactly, but it was something where it's like, oh, where my coworkers have like their whole family to feed and I just have to spend money on Starbucks every yes. day. And I'm like, I literally get Starbucks every day. That's so accurate. Like we'll be talking about our weekends and she's like, oh, I had to bring my kid to like 75 things. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I went to like a Chicago bar, had some mm-hmm. fun, you know, like mm-hmm. casual.
Yep.
It just makes me laugh.
No, I totally agree.
Okay. So let's go to the next one. Movie theaters. I'm going to say fading for that one. I mean, I love the movies. Like, don't get me wrong. I think it's always fun just to be like in darkness for 2 hours, eat popcorn, like great time. But I think as streaming services are on the rise, then movie theaters are, what's a good word? Decaying. I don't know about that word, but I just feel like there's so many ways to view movies, but I still don't think you can beat the experience. I still think it's fun to go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
No, I totally agree. I think that it's nice to like get out of the house and mm-hmm. like go see a movie. I literally just recently saw one in a theater. I'm like, I swear it's been years, but I feel like the only time that I would actually like go out of my way is like if there's a new movie and mm-hmm. the only way to see it is in theaters. But honestly, if there's a new movie release, I feel like it's going to be on a streaming service anyways. So I don't know.
No, literally.
I
mean,
I think there's a streaming service for everything. And so I'd honestly rather just save money because they're kind of expensive and just stay home, be comfy, and just watch a movie at home. So I definitely think that movie theaters are fading for sure.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm seeing West Side Story, if you know that, like, musical movie, mm-hmm, and it's mm-hmm. coming out Friday. Tickets are $15. Like, that is so expensive. Like, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Like, that is so much. And even some of the streaming services are expensive too, because Dear Evan Hansen, another musical mm-hmm, movie, mm-hmm. It was in theaters, and so it'd probably just be the $15. I didn't see it, and then I rented it for $20. Like, that is so much, and it wasn't even good. So it's just all expensive uh-huh. out there basically.
I know,
and
$15 for popcorn, $15 for a drink. I'm like, man, I could have just ate at home or just snuck stuff in.
You have to sneak stuff in. Yeah, it's too much. I'm not even – definitely. The theater in Chicago that I'm going to is, like, a dine-in one. Uh-huh. So they have, like, actual food. And I'm like,
See, those.
I need
those
to look at the prices.
Those are nice. I've heard of those before. I don't know if I've actually been to one of those. But I think just the theaters overall kind of just going down for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But – with the holidays coming up, and I don't know, did you actually recently just hear about Amazon? I'll get into the next one, but with the mm-hmm. system shutting down, it had affected like so many companies, but Amazon had been down truly because of all this online shopping. And for the next one, it's in-person shopping, and I definitely think it's fading because like, I don't know. I just see more and more like malls are closing. There's some things that I feel like are always going to have a store, like the bigger stores, like obviously Target or like, I'm trying to think what else, like,
I mean, just any grocery store, you have to.
Yeah.
Have
yeah. Those type of things I think will always kind of be around, but I think that the, online shopping is kind of the way to go now. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. I mean, I online shop, I mean, a lot. I mean, even for Christmas, I've done online shopping for it all. I actually did, like, most of my stuff from Etsy, mm-hmm. so I'm kind of proud of myself. It's definitely, like, a privilege to be able to, like, shop from Etsy just because it is obviously more expensive because it's, like, small businesses and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I feel a bit better about doing that. I still shop from Amazon, though. I mean, it's just so convenient. You can't beat it, you know? And even though they have so many things wrong with them, it's like, it comes in 2 days. So you're like,
yep.
You forget about it. And
mm-hmm.
that's something I'm personally working on.
I definitely think it's kind of like generational possibly because like mm-hmm. the older generation is obviously gonna shop and return their stuff in person. I could see like returning items maybe being a problem online, but still like it's just too convenient. So I think that it's definitely fading.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, let's get into some HR ones. I'm curious about your opinion on a few of these. Do you think like geography-based compensation is fading or future? So if you live in California, you're going to make more than someone living in Indiana. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that it's, I still think it's going to be around. I think that it's heading into the future because, I don't know, I think that employers need to take cost of living into consideration. But it's tough too, because like for me in like I work for, or I work in a distribution center, and we have other DCs outside of Indiana, and we all pay differently. And I'm sure that is probably a common theme among other companies. But sometimes it's like, why do we pay less in this area or pay more? Like, regardless of the cost of living, like they're doing the same work. It's the same environment. I don't know. It's an interesting topic, but I think that cost of living will always be considered in those types of decisions. What about you?
Again, it's like a tricky one. So I'll say for my company, you know, we're distributed, so we're just all across the United States, and we do not have geography-based compensation. And I think it really depends on the company. So with us being distributed and, you know, remote and stuff, it's so easy for people to move. So that's something you need to think about too. Like, are you going to change your salary every time they move? And I think as long as you're paying, you know, a national average, as long as your compensation is fair and equitable, then it's fine not to account for cost of living. But if you're not doing that, like if you don't pay well and like someone in California is making, I don't know, $45,000 a year, like that's not going to work. So yeah, it's a tricky one. It's hard to say if it's fading or future. I think I'll go with fading just as remote work is increasing. So maybe other companies will think through that. I don't know. It's a whole thing though. Like I'll say there's some companies out there that limit the states that like they hire in, just so they don't have to deal with kind of that compensation. And then also like every time you have an employee in a new state, you have to like do tax registration and all, I mean, I don't do that stuff, but you have to do all that stuff. Like our finance team has to do it. So that's a whole thing too, that people are trying to limit. It's an interesting one. It's really, really hard to answer. I don't know.
Yeah, you brought up a really good point about remote work. I mean, I know that we'll touch on that here soon, but I mean, the more that people are working from home and kind of doing the same duties, like, I don't know, if you're in marketing or, you know, sales, those types of jobs, I mean, corporate positions, I could definitely see them paying, you know, the same all across the board. So, yeah, it just kind of depends. I don't know, but I'm going to go with future for this one.
Okay. I think I'll say fading. I think we'll disagree on this one. It's good. That's good.
Okay,
I like it.
Okay.
It's a weak fading though. It's more of a, I don't know. Yes. That's my answer. I don't know. Okay. Which one do you want to do next? You pick one. We have a fun list of them, so I'll let Holly pick.
I know. Okay. I'm just going to do returning to in-person work. I know that is like the hot topic. Everybody's talking about it. But I think that this is fading. I'm sure a lot of people will probably agree. I've heard stories of numbers increasing and productivity increasing as people are working from home. But honestly, I feel like there's, I mean, it kind of just depends on the person you are. Like I need some human interaction. So I think I could do a little bit of hybrid. But the reason why I say that this is fading is because employees who get to work from home and take care of not only their home, but running errands or taking care of their family or having easy access to do those things gives them one more flexibility. And it also just increases mental health in some aspects. So it makes them more productive at work and can focus more. I don't know. It just depends on your situation all in all. But I think the idea of returning to work and paying for an office space is becoming less desirable just depending on the company and where you're located and such. But yeah, I definitely think it's fading. What about you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely agree. I mean, being remote myself, I've seen the benefits of it. I mean, there's also cons as well, of course. I do wish I was hybrid, and, you know, I totally could be if I lived in Indy, but that's just not the case. But I love the flexibility. I love my company. So it works out in the end, and they do a great job of still having that culture and getting together in person, especially as I don't know if I told you, I'll be in we have our on-site.
Okay.
Then, so we'll talk more about that. But
yes.
Yeah, I'll have my on-site. So that'll be a fun time to get together with everyone. But I genuinely, like, if we were remote right now just because of the pandemic and they were like, okay, return to work plan, I would quit. There's no way. It's ridiculous that companies are seeing, like, oh, our company is doing great, you know, being remote. Let's make everyone go back in the office. How does that make any sense at all? And, like, especially if, like, recruiting, like, there's a few indie companies where, like, they only want indie people. Like, maybe they'll let them work remotely, but, like, they expect them to be in the office maybe a couple times a week. Like, that's just ridiculous to me. Like, it's making the recruiting, like, so difficult. Like, I just I don't understand it. So, hopefully it better be fading. I mean, companies, if companies haven't seen already, like, people leaving because of it, then they definitely will soon.
And we'll especially see. With just all the other opportunities out there, like, if you want to stay competitive, like, honestly, just offering that is a benefit, honestly. Which actually, if you don't mind, I want to talk about the job hopping as well, because I think it's definitely perceived like the younger generation hops a lot, but I don't really see the issue with that.
I know.
I think that it is, I guess it just depends how you handle leaving the company, but I think that you should always want better for yourself. And if there's a more competitive offer, and maybe you're just trying to dive into, like, something new, or like, maybe you're working in person and you get a remote offer or whatever it may be, or in a new city, I think that job hopping should not be discouraged. I know there's a sense of loyalty to a company that obviously companies want to see, they want to know that you'll be here. But I think that it should be encouraged to not feel guilty about wanting a better opportunity for yourself. I think job hopping again is, to me, it sounds like something that should be encouraged, but I don't know. I think it should be future. What about you?
No, I totally think future. I'm not a job hopper myself, because I would personally feel, like, really bad, but also at the same time, like, you're allowed to be selfish. Like, companies don't owe you anything. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody's going to pay you a lot more and, like, your company won't give you that raise that, you know, you deserve, or won't let you work remotely, then, like, that's their fault. Like, it's their loss, you know? You did what you could. So I think it's totally fine to job hop to meet those goals that you set for yourself. And I think something that just recruiters need to keep in mind is, I feel like they look at a resume and they're like, oh, 6 jobs in the last 5 years or whatever, you know? They're immediately like, okay, job hopper, bad, don't want them. But, like, maybe there's a story there. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they just weren't getting what they want, and maybe your company can do that for them, you know? And sometimes it's worth just having that person for a year. I mean, maybe they are truly just a job hopper. It might still be worth it for that year, you know?
Exactly. And if you're in those interviews, I think if you just prepare, like, how you will answer those types of questions, if your resume does look like that, I think it just takes some conversation and understanding. And I think that, again, it won't look as bad once you are able to explain the story. So I think if you just prepare that way, you could still be just as successful.
Okay. Let's see. Let's do a couple more. Let's talk about, like, remote or virtual interviews. I'm going to say it's hard sometimes when it's like I have a remote job, so I don't really know how exactly how other companies are doing it, but I'm going to say future. I feel like the convenience of it is so nice. And I'm really curious if, like, you know, some of those bigger companies, they'll like fly people in for interviews. I'm like, are they still doing that or like planning to do that? I'm really curious about that aspect. I mean, I think it's fine to a certain degree to kind of promote that in person. You know, I think it is better to have it.
You get to know that person, and you can go out to lunch,
and, you know, all those fun things. But in terms of just convenience, I feel like having those interviews virtual are so nice. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
This is a tough one because I think that I almost want to say both if I can, because if you're working, or if you're applying for a remote position, it would kind of make sense, like, to have those remote interviews. And maybe if your position, on the other hand, if your position is remote, maybe they want to have that initial meet and greet. So maybe they will take the money to spend to fly you out, meet the team, as that person interaction. And then from then on, it's like a remote position. I don't know. I mean, for me, like, I am more comfortable when I am on a virtual interview rather than in person. And so for me, I mean, it would be nice for future, but again, like, I like the personal aspect. And for me, like, if I'm remote, I would feel like I would want to be there to meet the team, be in person, kind of see the environment, regardless if it'd be a remote or in-person position. So I don't even know how to answer this. This is hard.
I know. There's so many factors. It just really depends on the company. Like, if I were interviewing for High Alpha Innovation again, but I actually like lived in Indy, like, and the pandemic was fine, then I'd be like, you know, could we meet in person maybe? You know, if they happen to be in Indy, you know, I would maybe suggest that. But I don't know. I feel like you just got to stick to that. You got to assume the virtual, I feel like, these days. Mm-hmm. And then it could potentially be in person, you know?
Yeah. Yep. I know. I mean, for me, I think that it's going to be future, honestly. I mean, I have no doubt so many things are going to go virtual, as they already are. So I'm just going to go ahead and say future, just the way things are trending now. But I definitely think that in-person interviews will still be encouraged. So it's kind of both, but I'll go with future.
I'll say future too. And one last thing I'll say is, like, I've seen kind of other types of interviews pop up, I guess. So, like, they'll have, you might've done it too when we were looking for jobs, but they have questions, you record a video of yourself.
Yes.
I've done things too for, like, Or Fellowship, like, they had it, which, no offense, Or Fellowship, I did not like it. They had it where it wasn't an interview, but more a meet and greet thing. But they had it where you can, like, travel to different rooms and stuff. I mean, kind of a cool platform, but and this isn't on them. It's so weird to network.
Yes,
like, it's so awkward. I feel like, you know, and it's nothing against them. It's just kind of what it is. You're all just, like, on the same screen. You're like, who talks? Who does this? I feel like that's another aspect for maybe something virtual is a little more awkward than it would be in person.
Yeah, and to another point to that, I remember senior year, I was in this, like, networking event, and one person was speaking to an entire Zoom meeting of people, and it was so not personal. You had a chance to, like, ask questions afterwards. I was just like, I'm not even gonna mess with that. So I think, like, being able to read body language and, like, just that personal connection is the advantage in person. But I just thought of that one event. It's very hard to kind of network with people when they have an entire, like, 200 Zoom attendees. And, yeah, it's just – it's a lot. It's nothing like a in-person job fair. So
it's – oh, my gosh. Now I'm thinking of the job fairs and how awkward that is, too, virtually.
Yeah.
All I gotta say is I'm happy I'm not interviewing for anything anytime soon. Like, that's the great thing about being, like, kind of like an adult now. It's like a full-time job. You know, like, when you are in college, it's like, okay, I got this internship, you know, awesome, I'm done for now. But then it's like, oh, I got to interview again next year for another internship or a full-time job. Whereas here, it's like, at least you're done. Once you're a job hopper, then you gotta go through that every year. That doesn't sound fun to me. Okay. Exactly. You want to do one more, Holly, and then we can wrap it up? Yes.
Do you want to pick
any that catch your eye? I'm trying to see which one looks fun. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to do unlimited PTO.
You want to talk about that one? All right, let's do that.
What do you think about it? I'll have you talk about it first because I have lots of opinions.
Unlimited PTO. Because I'm currently not in that situation, so I'm trying to, like, understand the benefits and, like, any cons, if there is. I don't know. I think that it's going to be future. The reason why I say this is, so my sister has this ability for unlimited PTO, and I kind of asked her about it. And she said, you'd be very surprised how many people don't neglect unlimited PTO, because I don't know if it's like guilt of feeling like you've taken too much time off or what it is. But she said that it's maintained better than you would think, and not everybody's off all the time, but you still have that flexibility without having to drain your vacation time and, you know, using it or losing it at the end of the year. So I think it's going to be future.
Yeah. What about you? I think so too. And here I have, like, I have a million opinions on this, which is why I picked it. But so people don't like unlimited PTO. They say, like, yeah, people don't use it. You know, you don't get like to cash out, you know, on your PTO if you have a certain number of weeks or whatever. And I'll say it really depends on the culture of the organization. We have a great culture here where it's really encouraged and people take a ton of time off. I definitely will end up taking more than whatever the normal amount of PTO would be. And I also don't have to stress about tracking it or, you know, using it or losing it or, you know, whatever that whole thing is. I will say, I feel like the perfect solution is making people, like, take off, like, 3 or 4 weeks or whatever, and then after that, it's just, like, unlimited. You know what I mean? Like, that way you're making sure people are actually taking time off. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. My supervisor, Amanda, does, like, a quarterly, like, PTO audit, so she is, like, looking through to be, like, you know, Ben hasn't taken off time in 2 months. Like, Ben, take some time off, you know, that kind of thing. So I think it really depends on just what the HR team is doing or what the leadership team is doing and if they're having a good structure to it. So I'll say future, but I definitely think some companies need to be better about administering it.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I know I'm wondering what companies are offering, you know, people who are out there interviewing right now. I mean, I don't know even what's on the table for PTO, but I definitely want to, I mean, for if anything, unlimited or not, I just want to work for a company that doesn't make you feel bad if you take time off. I don't feel that now, but I think regardless of the policy, it should be encouraged to take a mental break.
And I think you'll find, I think you'll find at any kind of tech company or something within that realm, like, they're going to be unlimited PTO no matter what. So that's why people are always, it's funny, another TikTok thing or even, like, Facebook groups that I'm in, people are always trying really hard to break into the tech industry. And it makes me laugh, though, because they're like, oh, I'm a finance major. Like, how do I get into the tech industry? It's like, what do you mean? Like, finance, like, there's regular jobs in it. Like, I feel like people think you have to be, like, a software engineer. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm technically in, like, the tech industry. Like, our portfolio companies are, like, software companies. Like, they have engineers and all that stuff.
And like, I'm HR. Like, every company needs HR. So,
right.
I don't know. There's just a ton of positions open for tech industry. And it just makes me laugh when people are like, have no idea that these jobs exist. Like, they have to have like operations, HR, finance, whatever. But tech is definitely a great place to be in for that kind of stuff. But sorry, last thought about it. Like I said, I've been thinking about it for a while. But for unlimited PTO, I would rather have like really generous PTO, like 5 weeks PTO rather than unlimited. That way you just get that money at the end of the year if you don't use it all. Or you're then really like forced to use that 5 weeks. Because unlimited PTO, I'll probably say I'd probably end up getting off like 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know. It's hard to tell exactly. So best case scenario would be like 5 weeks PTO, but unlimited is still obviously nice.
I have one more point too. Sorry. I was just thinking like for me, I'm someone who kind of likes knowing a little bit of the boundaries in my work. Like I kind of want some guidance a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you kind of say, hey, you have this much, like, you know, use it when you can, then I'm like, okay, I can take this trip then, and not feel like I'm, again, like neglecting the system or like always being off. Like I at least know, you know, my parameters. So I think
I understand that.
Like you said, it just depends on the person and the company and everything. So it's an interesting topic. But yeah, no, all of these were great. It was super fun too, just to talk about, you know, just the fun ones as well, like TikTok and movie theaters and stuff like that. So whenever Cindy and I had talked about what we wanted to do for our next episode, she had mentioned this Fading Our Future that she does at her company. I just think it was awesome to, you know, just talk to your coworkers about either trending topics or topics that relate to your industry or whatever it may be. I think it's just cool to kind of discuss. So it was really fun. She suggested it for this episode. So thank you. But yeah, as always, check the episode out on our LinkedIn and yeah, just